Gisele Bündchen, Cindy Crawford, Naomi Campbell, Gigi and Bella Hadid. When you hear these names, are you thinking absolutely beautiful woman or mid? Let's talk about it. Young Apollo with the Guys, before we get into this discussion, please like and subscribe. I want as many people to find this channel as possible so you know what to do. Now, there's an epidemic upon us. And it's a bad one, of men on the internet calling clearly gorgeous and probably objectively beautiful women mid. For those of you who don't know what mid means, it means poor quality, below average, not that attractive.
I'm with it. I'm hip.
And according to Urban Dictionary, used to insult or degrade an opposing opinion, labeling it as average or poor quality. Now, I see people on the internet using this to degrade the looks of women, and particularly female celebrities. This has been happening most recently to Margot Robbie with a viral tweet from a man by the name Nicholas Varola, who said, "This is her without makeup, definitely mid."
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Now, he was in fact ratioed for tweeting this out, but this is not the first time that I've seen tons of men pile on a tweet like this and agree, especially when they're talking about different celebrities. Now, this happened recently to Emilia Clarke, who starred as Daenerys Targaryen in Game of Thrones. She posted a selfie onto social media and was immediately piled on by large groups of men who were calling her mid and saying she didn't live up to the face she had in Game of Thrones. But wait, there's more. Here's a photo of Zendaya, who's modeled in Vogue, being compared to a McDonald's cashier, who is also very beautiful, I'll add. Or another of Zendaya being compared to that woman who was having some sort of mental episode, claiming that she saw somebody who was non-human sitting next to her on a flight.
That motherfucker back there is not real. And you can sit on this plane and you can die with them or not.
And here's another of Margot Robbie. She's a hard 7, it says. You used to find a Margot Robbie in every blockbuster video in 1995. And here's another one of Selena Gomez that says, "She looks different to me. I can't quite put my hands on what it is, but she's mid." Now, I can't help but think that these are men living in their mother's basements, tweeting this stuff out into the ether because they have nothing else better to do. I don't know how somebody could be so audaciously wrong about their take when it comes to all these different types of women. I also think that it's a problem that's going to be exacerbated in this modern time that we're in because of things like social media and filters and Instagram baddies and BBL culture, where women are starting to look less and less natural on the internet, and men are starting to take to less natural depictions of womanhood on the internet. Part of me likes to think these men are just trolling, that they don't actually think that these women are mid. Like, you could not possibly look at the face of Margot Robbie, Selena Gomez, Emilia Clarke, and think that they are below average. Or maybe lots of insecure men are creating this epidemic on the internet, for they know deep down in the dark, dank room that is their mother's basement, they will never be able to date somebody who looks like a Margot Robbie.
I'm unemployed and I live with my parents.
I'm Victoria, hi.
And that is them lashing out on the internet because they know that is something that they will never be able to expect in their own lives. Or maybe it's reactionary to some of these women that we're seeing on the internet who constantly refer to themselves as tens, as we've seen on the Whatever podcast.
Period. Ten.
I guess a ten. I already said this, I'm a ten.
Yeah, I'm a ten.
Maybe we've gone so far with self-love culture and blind positive affirmation that men are now reacting in this way, calling objectively beautiful people mid. Or it's just salacious internet culture. You put out something that you know is ridiculous, you post it on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, and you know that it's gonna get engagement. You know people are gonna disagree, and you know they're gonna have something to say about it.
Such a fine line between stupid and clever.
Yeah. And lastly, it could be that they truly agree. It could be that Nick Varolas here really thinks that Margot Robbie is definitely mid. And if so, Nick needs to check himself out up here.
I'm not listening to you, you're crazy.
Now, there's research to suggest that many men feel uncomfortable when it even comes to talking to a woman in person, let alone asking her out on a date. But it feels as though some of these same men are perfectly comfortable hopping on the internet and calling somebody like Margot Robbie mid. And I get it, right? Beauty is aspirational. There's always going to be somebody who is more beautiful on the internet, especially with things like this incessant need to just scroll through and look at different different people's faces and compare them to one another. And in that modern reality, where you can constantly find somebody who you find more attractive or more beautiful, maybe to you, Margot Robbie would be mid. Maybe she does slowly fall down the ladder when we have things like social media and filters and AI to create perfect images of human beings. And when you're constantly inundated with images of perfect human beings and attractive people, maybe it does strike something in us that drives us to call beautiful celebrities mid. They feel untouchable. Maybe we're convinced that they in no way, shape, or form could be harmed by bullying on the internet given their status. But I can almost guarantee you, spending your time engaging in this sort of activity on the internet is not good for you. And it's not good for the people that you are calling mid either. My piece of advice in looking at this epidemic that we're now dealing with online is to maybe unplug for a little bit, get off the internet, and to the men who feel the need to call random celebrities mid on Twitter, go out into the real world and try talking to real women. See how you fare.
Just say something to her.
Shawty, what that thing do?
No.
But as always, I want to hear what you guys think. Have you recognized these sorts of tweets and phrases being thrown out on the internet to female celebrities and women of the like? You let me know down below. As always, we encourage healthy debate, so duke it out, but do so respectfully. And please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every single day. Go outside and talk to somebody.